All right, 1380 WPHM this Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day, before the Marysville City Council meeting. Marysville's firefighters and police officers are going to be recognized in a special award ceremony. Joining us right now, Marysville Police Sergeant Ed Giroux. Sergeant, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about this award ceremony. This is the first for Marysville, right?
Yes, it is. We're going to be holding it the day after Memorial Day, an hour before City Council meetings are on 6 p.m. start. So, you know, we do, that is open to the public for them to come watch. I mean, there's limited seating, but we'd love to have the citizens come in and listen to some of these awards come out.
Yeah, why did you decide to do this?
Well, I believe it's a big morale boost for our officers. I mean, we do honor them daily when good things are done, and we have given out awards, but it's never been done in a public setting. Mm-hmm. Where the public can actually see and hear what our officers and firefighters are doing. So that part boosts your morale, in my opinion, makes you a harder worker.
Yeah. Once in a great while, we'll hear something on the news about an officer or a firefighter that does something spectacular. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on a day-to-day basis that doesn't make the news. We don't, you know, as citizens, we don't know about.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, there's a lot of crimes that are investigated that don't really hit the news, mm-hmm. But that are very, that can impact your community very bad. And the officers that go above and beyond just taking a report and basically punching a number and setting mm-hmm. it aside and really dig hard to get into the meat and potatoes of it to make that arrest. I mean, we've had officers investigate child pornography cases that have led into other states' FBI involvement and a lot of people have gone to jail as a result of it, and you don't really hear that often, you know. So yeah. It's nice to recognize those officers for their hard work and their dedication to the citizens of our town and to our county, as far as that goes.
Absolutely. This is going to be recognition for firefighters and police officers as well, right?
That is correct, yes. Yeah. So, and a lot of times it's hand in hand, you know. Mm-hmm. I give an example when we had our shooting in Marysville at the jumping jam.
Yeah.
We had firefighters on scene that, you know, put their safety aside and made entry into an unsecure scene at the time to try to help the victims. And so, yeah, I mean, they need to be recognized. I mean, that's heroic.
Yeah.
That's something to be said about that. So, you know, let alone our officers doing it, we have firefighters that are out there trying every day to save lives too and help.
How many awards do you expect to give out?
Well, there's a little over 36 of
us. Okay, that's great.
That will be getting awards. So, you know, there's probably a total of 15 awards, but there'll be that many awards given out mm-hmm. to individuals because of unit citations and
right.
such.
Oh, that's fantastic. Nice recognition for those folks. This is going to be Tuesday. Is this right before the City Council meeting? Is that right? Or during
yes,
the City
right
Council
before
meeting?
The City Council meeting. So we're hoping that all our City Council members will be there to observe that also. And any citizens that like to come. I mean, like I said, it's limited space. If you've attended a City Council meeting, it's not very big. But you know, we certainly would love to see a lot of people come and watch this happen.
And what do you want people in Marysville and around the community to know about its police officers and its firefighters?
Well, I want them to know that we work hard every day for them and that the things that we have to do in order to make that happen sometimes don't get recognized. Citizens don't actually see the preventative things that go on with the police department. And you know, we can be labeled as maybe not doing what we should be doing in their eyes. But all of those things, like I said, they just don't realize. You know, just proactive patrol yeah. prevents some things all the time. You know, you never know how many armed robberies you may be preventing in our town just to be visible and seen. So all of those things, you know, it's nice for them to hear
yeah.
what hard work and dedication to them.
For sure.
Does.
Yeah, absolutely. None of us like getting a speeding ticket, but
right.
every one of us has gotten a speeding ticket
yeah.
and said, yeah, I probably was going too fast.
Yeah,
that's it's not
correct.
Safe. You got to slow down.
Right.
So.
And, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, police officers, we're human too, but we enforce laws. So mm-hmm. enforcing laws, sometimes we don't become the best,
yeah.
You know, we don't have the best rep. Okay. And, you know, it's something that we have to do.
Yep.
And so with that, it's nice for them to hear the things that their tax dollars are helping to move forward with, you know, and that it's not just about being the bearer of bad news and handing off that ticket. It's the preventative things that occur as a result of making those enforcement actions.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where we're coming from with that. And, and this being one of our very first public award ceremonies, we're hoping that this continues year to year and that we have a lot of citizens that come to watch this and see what our officers and firefighters are doing every year.
Absolutely. This will be in Marysville, at the Marysville City Council Chamber, before the Tuesday. It's Tuesday because Monday's Memorial Day before the Tuesday City Council meeting in Marysville. Sergeant Giroux, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
No, thank you for having us.